very powerful topic tonight. Make sure you have the equation said the right way. Most guys tend to want to gravitate around girls, and they try to give in, and they give hoping they will get, and the moment there's no sign of them getting, they give up. And some do that more strongly, while others do it mildly, and there's always those who do it so subtly that they're not even aware they're doing it. But to be honest, in 20 years of coaching, helping guys, very rare are those times when I encounter a guy who has it the right way. I'm going to give you a metaphor, then we're going to open the topic, and I'm going to make the connection between this idea and your questions. You are the sun, and they are the planets revolving around you, and not the opposite. Most guys have that backwards. That often starts to lead into interactions where you're trying, you're chasing, you're hoping she's going to give you good responses, and it pollutes it from the beginning, and it's really unattractive. So you got to rewire your thinking, and it's subtle. Sometimes it's super minimal, and you wouldn't even be aware of it. For example, you see a girl, and you think about what you could say to her to try to get her, and already you're heading down the wrong direction. Instead, it should be you are happening, you're pleased with yourself, you're having fun, you're alive, you're noticing things, and you are solid, and then you share that with women. The difference between you're at the crosswalk, and it takes forever to cross, and because you don't know what to say, hoping you're going to get her, you tell her, wow, it's taking a long time, huh? And she goes, yeah, yeah. Or you're at the crosswalk and you're noticing for yourself, it takes forever. And yes, there's a girl next to you, but it's not the first or last girl you'll ever see, even if she's more pretty. We're going to talk about that in a moment. Because anytime a guy says, oh, but that one is better, I don't want to fuck it up, what are they telling themselves at the level of their unconscious mind? They're telling themselves that it's rare and it's probably unlikely to happen again. So you really, really, really have to understand that. And the better equation, you're aware there's a girl next to you, but it's no big deal. Of course, you're much more free to talk and you talk much more freely and she feels much more free. And at that point, you tell her, because you noticing, you sharing with her, you go, damn, this crosswalk is taking forever in your head. Then you turn and go, is it me or this crosswalk is taking forever? And then you throw in your pickup chops and you go, but actually it's a good thing. This way we get to say hello. Now I'm hoping that the crosswalk is going to not take forever. Oh, it's going to continue, forgive me, to take forever. Side note and a bonus right away. When you're talking to girls at a crosswalk, there's a tendency for any guy, when the girl responds, to get hypnotized by her and not realize within seconds, at most minutes, the light's going to turn and she's going to start walking. So you should have your eyes on her, the environment, traffic, and the signal. And you anticipate, and the moment the signal turns, you start to walk. And you continue to talk to her, but slightly ahead of her. So, gentlemen, this is a really, really, really potent principle. And I could be like some people in the community and save that idea to turn it into a series of DVDs, but I want to share it right away. And again, the metaphor is you are the sun. They revolve around you. So you shine and you glow, and the planets have to go based on you. Not the opposite, where, oh, she's the sun, oh my God, she's so hot, she's not texting, what should I say, what if she says this, what if she says that, you're making her too important. You don't have to be a jerk, you want to be pleasant, fun, a lover of people, women, life, but primarily because you live with yourself every day, you got to be a lover of yourself. The wrong equation, gentlemen, would be you try to get her and you giving things, but not because that's who you are, just so you can get. And then little by little, you start to give up. And that's most guys. Make no mistake. Constantly we hear guys who go, oh, no, I have no problem approaching. Well, what they don't realize is that maybe at a very low standard of what they think approaching should be, they have no problem compared to the guy who cannot talk to a girl. But compared to what it can really be, and we yet only scratching the surface of what it can be, even those of us who've been at it for years, but we continue to go for it because we know whatever is best today is barely the beginning. So you need to raise the standard, and your equation is you're solid on the inside and you share that solidity with women. So it's not giving in, hoping to get. It's solid within and then sharing. I wanted to share those thoughts. They're essential. And let's explore a little further down the road during the call the dynamics of it. I know it's loud in the background on my side. There's people screaming, filming. I'm not sure what they're doing right in front of my balcony. It's a free world. But in the event it gets too loud, please tell me and I will relocate. Meanwhile, this call is about you guys. I like to stir your thinking first. Raise this. Is it
really necessary to scream that loud, guys? I'm on the phone doing something.
Yeah.
Well, I'm making a podcast. So a podcast versus video. Would you have enough spot to scream like that? Or?
I went at it. So the idea is helping you. So please ask questions. Don't wait.
Yes, Vince.
Let's
Ricardo, I'd like to ask you a quick question. Can you hear
yes,
me?
Yes,
okay?
Ricardo. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay,
and
so,
please, most people know it, but in the event, there's one guy who thinks he's the only guy in the same city than you. I always appreciate it for the newbie who feels isolated.
I'm calling from St. Louis, Missouri. And my question for you is, I was thinking today, you know, a few years back, you know, I was talking to a girl, and she was not very pretty, and I met her online. I was talking to her online, and I came to find out she was deaf, meaning that she couldn't hear me, and she was not very pretty. But you know, I kept talking to her, and she was giving me a hard time, actually, and she told me, you know, she just wanted to be friends and all that shit, and how hard it was for her to find a guy. And I thought, wow, this is very odd. Here's a girl, doesn't have much going on for her, and she's being kind of difficult, you know. And I'm thinking, man, oh my God, she should be glad that I was talking to her. But yeah, she was being weird and like that. And I had other cases too where I was talking to girls that were like, they had a whole bunch of kids, were living in a trailer or something, had nothing going on for them, and yet they were being difficult. Like, I thought that, you know, in my mind, if I were to be with them, that would be the best thing for them. But, you know, this is weird. So I don't know.
So what is
your
question? And I'm having an amazing realization. Sorry, but this is brilliant.
Yes,
brilliant.
My realization is like, what the fuck? Are they crazy?
You're thinking backwards. You're thinking backwards. Here it is. It comes to prove that beauty and looks has nothing to do with the responses they will give. So, yes, you can be, what the fuck, she's ugly and she's still giving me a hard time. But what is that also telling us? It's telling you that a truly beautiful woman that most guys would expect would give her a hard time could be the polarity of that. So that's the good news. Because what you were able to realize then is that the preconceived idea that we have, that if they're ugly, they should be happy to be with us, and if they're pretty, well, then it's a different story, is bullshit. It's what in NLP we call the law of four, and I stated that on many Monday calls, okay? Whenever you have four equal possibilities, then it means the issue is elsewhere. And it's two sets of two. I'm not talking sets women, I'm talking possibilities, okay? So right there, could a woman be ugly and give you an ugly attitude? Answer, well, you discovered it, yes. Now, could an ugly woman give you a beautiful attitude or be totally hooked on you or be desperate? I'm sure it must have happened to you at least once or a few times, or a buddy, or you've seen it in a movie, or you heard of it. Then could a beautiful woman give you a really bad attitude? Yes, of course. If anybody on the line says no, you're probably lying. And then could a beautiful woman give you a beautiful attitude? Yes, of course. So then it's an invitation to let go of that sense, preconceived notion that if they're beautiful, they're going to be less friendly. And if they're ugly, they're going to be more friendly. And it's also encouraging to know, hey, if even an ugly woman can give you shit, then you may as well take the shit from a pretty one. So you go for prettier ones. Now, you know, I was in a situation like that. It was a little bit different. It was in Washington, D.C. years ago. I had made many field reports about it, documented it, where there was a mute and deaf party, and I didn't realize right away. And then I ended up pulling a girl, and we ended up going jogging the next morning. She did, first, when it's hard for them to hear, it affects tonality because you never have a real reference of your tonality because you hear not as well. And second, it affects their self-esteem. And make no mistake, we could continue that dissectation further, meaning could a beautiful woman be intelligent? Yes. Could she be stupid? Yes. Could an ugly woman be very intelligent? Yes. Could an ugly woman be very stupid? Yes. So there, she's intelligent enough to know that she's at risk with men. So, of course, that makes her a little bit more hesitant. Okay? And it's really important to not take things personally. The difference between people doing things to us or doing things around us. In this building, there's a lot of people who are wannabe or even some famous movie people. So right now in front of my patio, they were filming and they were screaming. Now, I understood that they were not doing it to me. They didn't say, hey, let's go in front of that guy with the pink hair balcony and scream. They were doing it around me. I told them if they could tune it down for you guys on the call, but I didn't think they're doing it to me. So you got to make that distinction. All four possibilities are equally available. Watch how you process things. Never be the guy, for example, a simple example, you arrive somewhere and there's only one girl and you go, oh, there's just one girl. Be the guy who arrives and go, perfect, just one girl and a bunch of morons. Okay? So there, you shouldn't be the guy who observes the sadness of, oh, she's ugly, and on top of that, she has a bad attitude. You should go, wait a minute, what is that telling me? That's telling me that first, a pretty one could have a beautiful attitude. And second, if I'm going to get shit, I may as well get it from pretty ones. And I would not sweat it too much. The difference between the guys who struggle and the guys who succeed is stop sweating it too much. The feminine is very unique. We can connect. We can come close to it. We can research. We can study the feminine. We can ask. But we're never going to be a perfect match. And if you get hanged up every time a girl will do something a little wrong, it's going to drive you crazy. And because the worst part is if you're good. if you're good and you've been at it for a few years, but you still let stuff like that bother you, it's slowing down your progress. So give in with the fact, it's almost like life, you know? You could wake up in the morning and go, oh my God, one day I'm going to die. Or could get up in the morning and go, yeah, I'm alive and enjoy this day. With the knowingness that eventually you will die. So the better thing to do is to no longer be the kind of guy who only wants beautiful women to give him beautiful responses, but knows that some girls are going to do some really fucked up stuff. If no one's ever cheated on you, I wish for it to happen to you. Now, that seems weird. I'm going to state that again. If no one ever cheated on you, and a nasty cheat, like cheated with your best friend or some fucked up stuff like that, or you walk onto them, okay, I wish for it to happen to you for one reason. Because the day it happens, unless you really have a terrible attitude, you're going to recover from it. And you're going to realize that even though it wasn't great, it was pretty bad, you survived and you're going to be immune to it. So come at it knowing that it's all possibilities equal and it's the same on their side. You probably have cheated on a girl or will cheat on one day. Okay? Any woman like her, she's a good example of that. That's concerned that, oh my God, maybe this guy, what if I'm with him and he cheats on me? She cannot really surrender, have great sex, have fun, have a connection, make love, and be in a relationship. To be in a relationship, you need to know it could go wrong anytime. But you also got to understand what's presupposed. We should talk a little bit about presupposition tonight. Because, for example, I said before, when a guy starts to insist that the girl is special, he's telling basically that he doesn't think he can have that often. So if you were a truly beautiful woman, treat her no differently, because if you treat her differently, you're presupposing that first she will take more, it's going to take more than another girl. And second, that you may not have even better than that. So you got to trust, surrender, live it. And the more you do that on your side, the more women will do it. And that's another way that you are the sun, you know? I mean, the sun never goes dry. The sun is the most powerful of all elements because even if there are clouds in front, the sun is unaffected by the clouds in front, the process of it. It was a great point, and you brought a lot to the call. Ricardo, you're always reminding me of my buddy, Eduardo. So, Ricardo, with that question, that point, but watch out for you. Don't sweat it with stuff like that, you know? Laugh about it, be intrigued, be amused, be sympathetic, play, tell them, but don't be affected by it. You're welcome. Thanks for being steady with those calls. I think we're ready for the next question, guys. Who's going to take it?
Hey, Vince. This is Paul in San Francisco.
Paul, good to hear your voice. I'm planning a San Francisco trip very soon, a little bit different. It's not going to be a full weekend boot camp. The next one is in August. But it's going to be a trainer's training and also a free talk and time for private sessions in between. But Paul, how can I help you tonight?
How would you handle a girl who's nervous? For example, I'm able to talk to one of her friends okay, but she's kind of nervous and shy and would avoid conversation.
Why don't we ask the sun, since I'm using that metaphor tonight, how would you handle a planet that's cold? The sun would remain the sun because the sun does its thing and the planets revolving around do their own thing. So the sun would not start to shine more or less. And the moment you started the question, that was off already. But I'm happy because you're getting to the core of it now. Handle. Okay? The word handle presupposes that you have to do something special to handle her. That's backwards. You are testing. Okay? How would you handle an employee that keeps on slacking off and is not showing up? How would you handle a meal that doesn't taste good? You probably would fairly rapidly let go because you would know it's not your best investment. Or you would use the situation to remind yourself of who you are and do your own thing. The first thing you do, and you don't do it in an anal way, guys, where you're like acting like you're superior and conducting an interview, but you're just checking what are they made of, because since we're dealing with human beings and it takes two to tango, so to speak, they need to be more ready, more capable, and so on. One thing you could do is to keep it super simple and in your mind say, I'm dealing with a girl who gets nervous. Another one is, I'm dealing with a girl who's drunk, but I'm still me. And the first thing that I need to do to honor myself is ask myself, is this pleasant to me? Now you got to watch out. You know, there's always a right and wrong way to do things. Many could quickly disqualify themselves too soon using that as an excuse. But also keep in mind, always gravitate towards the better women. Now, personally, what I would say, being the son that's solid and sharing, I would go, my God, you're too adorable to where you get nervous. And then I would say, I would not say, I hope it's not me, to start to apologize, because another person may be around you and go, oh my God, you're so cool. So then that means it's not you, it's her choice of response to you. That's weird. Okay? I would say, if it is me that's making you nervous, watch, I'm going to make you even more nervous. And then I would laugh. And then I would tell her a little bit about the times and places when you two used to be a little nervous. And then I would relax. You know, it used to be certain methods would talk about establishing comfort by telling a long story and, again, trying to prove that she was safe with you. That's okay. And I like the idea of kind of opening up and sharing more personal stories after you slept with her, so you guys are still hugging and before you go back at it to deepen the connection. But initially, the way you make women more comfortable is by being more comfortable, number one. How do you do that? You soften your face. You don't take it too seriously yourself. You become the solution. You relax your shoulders. But relaxing your shoulders, a lot of guys, you tell them relax. And the first thing they do, they tense up, take a nice deep breath, bring their shoulders up, shake them a little bit, and try to relax. No, relaxing is just from wherever they're at, let them drop further. Try it. From wherever they are, let them drop further. If you want to learn how to do that, one of my favorite all-time meditation that I do pretty much every night or when during the day when I do power naps, I just repeat, let go. And I become aware of one body part, and it doesn't matter how relaxed it already is or how tensed it is, I keep on focusing on letting go more. But I don't bring tension in between. It's just let go. It's important to feel your belly energy also, to ground yourself and your feet and be aware of the ground and pause and then be at ease with it. Next, it's also important to be at ease with the discomfort, her discomfort, okay? The worst thing you could do is to become more uncomfortable because she's uncomfortable, because then you're making it worse. And how is it that people sometimes are uncomfortable? You know, somebody says the wrong thing and everybody kind of knows it, but nobody says it. Usually it's when you keep it hidden. You keep it in your head. Have you ever noticed how refreshing sometimes it can be to have a little kid around adults and the adults are like all serious and the little kid says something funny or calls the adult, say, why is everybody so serious? And one person goes like, yeah, that's right. Why? So call it. Say, wow, I'm making you nervous. You're nervous. What's happening? Are you always that nervous? And then don't waste too much time, you know. Remember, I will share it in a moment, but I want to take one more question. The pyramid of the hierarchy of what you can do and get from an interaction. Because it's a great way to organize your time so you don't waste time with something that's not going to pay off. But already a little hint, it should always be you go for the best available at the time. So if you show up somewhere, there's no one except one nervous girl, and you really were committed to get some practice, either you rapidly relocate or you hang in there for the sake of practice. It's also important, I will share another system also tonight, to keep in mind that every woman brings you a gift. So don't hope for only women who give you a yes and a good response. Because sometimes they don't make you, they don't stir you enough. It's too easy. Then you're back at being lucky because you don't do your part, do your work. But if you're with a girl and she makes you sweat, even though it's a lot unpleasant at first, at the time, it's really beneficial when you have the proper mindset to let that inspire you to find new and better ways. Okay, Paul?
Okay.
And I think we should take the next question.
Yeah, so this is Chuck from Silicon Valley. How are you?
Chuck, I'm doing wonderful. I'm quickly going to give something to my wife. She just came back from the pool.
Uh-huh.
Looking so
okay.
Sexy, it's very distracting.
Well, say hello to Abby for me.
So,
Yeah, I have a related question. Now, you're talking about a mindset towards women. I experience sometimes a little bit challenging situation. I'm 32 years old. I go to college campuses to talk to girls sometimes. And
yeah.
Also, I crash sorority, like frat party sometimes, too. I understand my mindset should be, you know, I'm fine, I'm the party, so people should be, happy partying with me. But again, I'm kind of the old creep there. You know, it's a little bit weird, or creepy for that matter. I feel that too. So how do I kind of straighten my mindset so that I don't feel out of place there?
Well, first, don't make that decision. And second, exactly what we were talking about. I mean, if you go knowing that you probably shouldn't be there, but you still try and you hope nobody's going to really say something, then you rapidly become that. But if instead you go and you go, wow, I'm the oldest one here, you may have the entire fucking frat cheer and you go, guys, I'm the oldest one here, and everybody cheers for you, or everybody laughs, and then you make them laugh, and you go, yeah, you know what, watch out, you may end up like me. I love partying so much that fuck hanging out with people of my age. I want to hang out with you guys, and then everybody laughs, and then, do remember, women find great appeal with men that are a little bit more mature. Why? Because first, they have a little bit more means, and I don't mean money. I mean ways to find their way around the world. You know, you hang out with people in their 20s and so on, and they want to take a trip. It's a fucking disaster most of the time. So if a woman wants to be with a man beyond just like, then you have the appeal. Plus, any guy that's college age that I coach, even if they have strong features, they're good looking, because they're kind of new at life and they're just like a couple years away from being teenagers and a couple years away from being preteens, okay? I mean,
right.
The body's growing, but it's still like a little person that's suddenly started to grow fast. Then they're very hesitant. They're not solid. Or they rely
right.
only on being completely drunk, and then they act like jerks. They don't have the sensitivity that we have. So make no mistake, there was even a study the other day shared on Facebook about how women tend, younger girls tend to prefer a guy who's got a little bit more experience. We're not going to say older, experience.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And you can be anywhere in the world, and there's always someone that's not going to like it. So my recommendation would be, if really you like it, first watch how you define yourself. And if anything, turn that, any demeanors, into a joke. And then it flips itself around because when you make fun of yourself, in a way, you're showing that you're much more confident. Okay? Like me, initially I had a strong accent. If I would show up somewhere and I'd be like, oh shit, with my accent, people are not going to understand me. And then I would just go borat and talk and people would laugh and 500 people a day would ask me, where are you from? And I would make fun, even up to this day. Somebody goes, oh, you have an accent. Where are you from? I go, an accent? What are you saying? I don't have an accent. And then I start to laugh. Okay? Because remember, what women want is a sense of ownership. They don't want weakness.
Mm.
So the moment you show, you own it.
Okay.
I was speaking I'll give you one last thing, and that's for everybody. We're at a boot camp in San Francisco, and then we turned, and there was this elderly gentleman dressed kind of like Rat Pack style, you know, with the little hat and the tie, and even shoes that had the white thing. I don't even know how you call those shoes. You know, they're leather shoes with a white thing on top. And even though it was kind of like pretty modern music, whatever, top 40 or, you know, nothing too crazy, he was dancing almost like it was swing from the 40s. And every woman looked at him with a smile. He was surrounded by beautiful women. Now, it's possible a guy of his age, even dressed the same, would arrive, but with a different mindset. Everybody would be like, who's that old dude? Okay. And then the other thing is the crazy girls. Crazy girls in college, they tan, you know, have you ever heard the expression lesbian lipstick or lipstick lesbians? You heard that term? Lipstick lesbian. That's the term we use for girls who will want to have a little lesbian experience, but only in college. They know they're not a lesbian. They know they're never going to be with another woman after that. You can find them usually 5 to 10 years down the road, married, kids. And never would they kiss another woman. But while they're in college, they want to fucking do it. So you could also capitalize on being the novelty. What? You fucked the older guy? Yes, I did. No way. What a slut you are. Okay? But that's not every girl. That's the crazy girl. You should also categorize them. You will have girls that are already a little too intelligent and mature. They're still part of that environment, but they're already thinking more career and further. And the last thing they need is a dumbass guy that doesn't know what he wants in life. So them, already they gravitate towards guys that are a little bit older. Second, you have the crazy girls that they will do anything. You bring a midget in the room, they probably would be like, oh, did you suck the midget's dick? Yes, I did. Oh, my God, I was so drunk. Now, they're not always the most interesting, but they probably will. Okay? And
like
then
that.
You have girls that are pretty cool, and then you have girls that are stuck up, but if they're stuck up at 20, they will be stuck up at 30, at 40, at 50, and fuck them. Mm-hmm. You just be mindful, and you avoid doing too much because you have the inclination when you're the minority somewhere to be detected just a little bit more. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So be wise for that. Navigate a lot, and don't be overly obvious that you're doing something. And the type that you want to watch is the stuck-up girl who would report and so on. So you start to chat with a girl, and she goes, how old are you? And so on. You go, I'm actually 197-year-old. Anyway, I'm going to go talk to my friends over there and bail from those.
Okay. Got it.
Okay.
I think for parties, all these mindset are perfectly fine. But what if it's a day game, really, I'm on campus just to talk to girls? I don't really, it's not like a party. I don't really have that excuse, you know what I'm saying?
You can operate based on the same principles. And you would go, yeah, I miss school. I come hang out. And you go, no, seriously, I've always loved the learning environment. Okay? During the day, tap into brightness. Because you got to remember that whenever we're a little bit further ahead than anyone in terms of their focus, okay, So, for example, you have a girl that's studying and she's kind of in her thing, and you start to teach her something, automatically you have attraction. It gravitates. The principle I'm sharing today too is essential, okay? Because if you are more solid, more like the sun, then you are just sharing, so you're not doing anything wrong. But if you're a little shaky, and then you kind of trying to get, you go, oh, wow, they're young, they're beautiful, oh, wow, do you think I can get her? Then that's when it gets creepy.
Right. I see.
And do remember your mindset. Not everyone would agree with everything that I say when I share my mindset. Sometimes I reinforce also an example, and some could debate it. You bring in a scientist, they may say, yeah, but there's a distinction about the sun, whatever. But what's important is that I nurture empowering ways to think about it. So all of you guys on the phone or listening later, start to change your mindset. And what are you repeating to yourself the majority of the time? There's usually three main categories. One category, the majority of the time, the guy is constantly talking about how he couldn't and how it's hard and how it's difficult, and then he's creating that reality. Then there's a lot of guys, and you're kind of in that category, that are yes buts. Not only they attract a lot of women that are the same, meaning on one hand you say, yeah, I can, but what about during the day? So you will attract women, like attracts like, that are going to tell you, oh, wow, I like you, but you're a little too old for me. And then you have yes people who go, let's make it happen. What are the ways in which you can make this work? There's always a way, you know. Every account has its password. Every door knob has a specific key pattern that will open it. So there's always a system, there's always a way. Constantly, and make no difference. Watch those statements. What about during the day? Why not? What would it be so special? And kind of ponder, where would I have picked up the idea that it would be more difficult? Who told me that? What if it's the opposite? Okay, so great.
Okay.
Thanks for the question, the participation.
Thank you, man.
Hey, guys, I give you heads up. Some phenomenal things are happening. I mean, we're really talking. I know everybody gets excited and tells you, oh, yeah, we got this coming. But our community is about to undergo an amazing and tremendous transformation with the event of a new TV show that's extremely positive for pickup. At last, somebody saw it with new eyes and painted it in a way that's flattering, in a way that's female-friendly. That I cannot say too much about it other than it is solid, meaning it's not in the making. It's made. It's scheduled. It's only a matter of patience. Let the summer pass. And wow, it's going to be astonishing. The other thing is more immediately, we are launching, and we're going to announce it on Friday, probably what will be the largest event ever. We are going stadium, you know, stadium, no longer a little seminar room. We're going stadium. We're taking pickup to stadium sitting. I mean, larger than ever before. A venue where bands, famous bands, perform all the time, packed. So we count on the entire community to support that project. It will be revealed on Friday. And in the launching of this, we are doing this Friday in Hollywood. Those who listen to the podcast, probably you will have missed it. We call it Triple Impact. Arash De Bazaar, Adam Lyons, and myself. First 30 to RSVP are in for free. And I just did a blast, and my phone keeps on going ding, 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 ding. They're coming in. So you got to be fast. You text me or you look at it on Facebook, all three of us joining forces. We already joined forces, Arash and I, and now Adam Lyons coming on board. And there's going to be many others. You know, we're taking the best of the best. Those who stayed with it for years, got a lot of shit along the way, but have continued no matter what. and we want to really create the biggest legacy ever. So if you're in Hollywood, anywhere near Hollywood, there's guys from San Diego that are making it. There's guys from Santa Barbara, surrounding cities, OC, Orange County. So make it, guys. Let me look at the time to assess how much more time we have for questions. Wow, fast. I can take maybe one or two more questions and then a summary of what we did and a schedule of events. And that will be it for tonight. So, Hustle, who's taking the last question?
Events, can you talk a little bit about, sometimes it seems like some PUAs, and I'm not sure if you like the journey of,
are you awake?
Do we call that?
Allow me to ask, are you awake? You sound like that. So sorry.
Oh, sorry,
sorry to ask.
No
matter how
I'm just lying
you
down.
Are, when it comes to social arts, you got to apply your diction, your pronunciation. Okay? Make it a must. May be a few times when you're having fun with a girl and you're doing role play and you go, hey, yeah. Or sometimes it may benefit. So you go, oh, wow. It's 2 a.m. I was sleeping. You want to come over? Let me think. Yeah, why don't you? Okay. But for now, no excuse not to apply yourself when you speak. If, like me, you have an accent and you're listening, you take pronunciation lessons. If you tend to hold back and be quiet, you take vocal lessons. And if you have none of those and you have no reason to go like that, then just don't do that. Apply yourself.
Okay.
Forgive
Fair
me.
Enough.
I like to be good to the people who take the time. I'm not going to give you like half-ass advice. That's got to change. We're always worried about something else, and then we don't realize, hey, first things first, because anything you do like that's not going to go far with women. What is your question?
All right. So the question is, it seems like a lot of PUAs, I'm not sure if you did this at first through your journey, but may start with some routines, maybe even patterns and things like that. And then eventually, from learning with you, it sure seems like you might not do much of that anymore, and you're more organic with themes and role plays and things like that. Is that the way the journey typically goes, or is that the way that you would...
The journey will go based on what's available, okay? I'll give you the simplest of all examples. If you're traveling and suddenly you stop by a small town, crappy motel, and they don't have cable, and you want to watch TV, you're going to have some serious limitations, not only at the level of reception, at the levels of choice, channels, and quality of the picture. But if maybe you drive a little bit further and there's a five-star hotel and they have movies that are not even yet in the theater pre-release, some of those like on-demand things do that, and it's HD, whatever, I'm not an expert with TV, you no longer will have those problems. So for me, I started before pickup, and the teachers that I had were the top of the top, and they were following the old Christian principle, the story of Jesus. Give a man a fish, you feed him for one day. Teach them how to fish, you feed them for a lifetime. Okay? I didn't mean to throw this at your face, but I think it's a great concept no matter where you're coming from at the religious level. So then those people offered me the understanding of structure, which gave me the flexibility. One of the reasons why I walked into Ross Jeffries' seminars at the time, just like any other guy, at the exception that I brought him a girl as a gift because I was already thriving. And then within very little time, I understood the concept, and with what I knew, I created my very own patterns on the spot. Okay? So there it depends where you go and who you study with, but here with me, I give you structure, so you won't even need to rely on crutches, okay? So if a guy's got nothing else but a routine and he's learning from somebody who never really offered structure, and make no mistake, it takes no longer to understand structure and start to play with it than it would take to understand a routine, because the only times when you do well with a routine is when you've done it so much that you flow with it. You've done it so much that you know where to take it in case the girl doesn't respond. I remember I was with a client once, and he went to two girls, and he goes like, "Oh, wow, are you two roommates? Hey, here's the question. Do you know what shampoo she uses?" And then the girls looked at each other, and I looked at the girls, and they were beautiful, but natural beauties that were studying, and their hair was really greasy. If anything, they would need shampoo. I almost felt like saying, they don't use shampoo, okay? So right there, the guy didn't know where to take it after that. So it will take a lot to get really good with routines. That's why a lot of people put down routines. I don't put them down. But what I'm saying to answer your question is that you're much better off, whatever it is, to understand how do you put a routine together. For example, first, you need a theme. And the theme must be a little bit above average. You know, if your routine is like, I don't know. The routine is about like, you come here often. No, that's not solid enough. But if your routine is already a little bit more intricate, like for example, you go, do you think people used to kiss more in the 70s or in this day and age? Now, once you have a theme that's a little bit above average, for that you observe and you think of themes and you write them down. See, you still have one misunderstanding about this thing. You want the quick fix. You want the easy way out. And you put a lot of time into that, obsessing, thinking maybe the answer is there. But when was the last time that you sat down with a piece of paper looking at women and told yourself for 2 hours, if you really want it that bad, that you think that deep, and wrote 20 possible themes for routines that I'm going to put together myself? Then it's only good if you yourself, you experience it. So ask yourself, for example, do I think that people used to think more in the 70s or now? Okay? And then what you need is you throw it at them, and then you need a continuity that's aware of what responses they could have. If they go, I don't know, because your routine won't go far if it was based on them saying in the 70s. If they go, I don't know, what could you do? You could go, well, then I'll pick for you. I think it is now. Let's show the 70s how we do it. Grab her by the hand and you plant a kiss on her cheek. At the level of hypnotic patterns, my journey was I got in with the hypnotic seduction movement, but I was lucky because I was already a 7-year certified master hypnotist practicing, teaching hypnotherapy. So it didn't take me but a second to understand how to put patterns together in the unique way that Ross had come up with. Very creative. No other hypnotist had thought of putting patterns together like that. But then I realized, wow, first, a lot of guys use that as an excuse, thinking maybe if I hypnotize her, she is not going to be aware that she shouldn't be with me. Then for a lot of guys, it took them back in their own heads, and only those who hanged in there the long journey became pretty good at it. But then I also got a gig, and it was through the Greater Los Angeles District of Colleges, and their budget changed through time. At first, they gave me 6 weeks to teach hypnosis, which is pretty good. And then the budget went down, and we cut it down into 3 weeks, all the way down to 3 hours. Now, by the time everybody's sitting down, said hello, and you give an introduction, with knowing that they're going to need a pee break, how do you teach people how to put hypnotic patterns together in 3 hours? That's when I came up with the pattern play deck. It's a resource we no longer have, but we have the recording of it, but we no longer have the little cards. We used to manufacture those little cards where you needed a source. So a source could be, I read in a book, my buddy was telling me, I saw that movie, I remember when I was a kid, I was watching TV, and they said, then you need a lead-in, because the goal of a hypnotic pattern is to give commands in the present. For example, if you want to say feel good, You cannot say, yesterday I feel good. And if you say, yesterday I felt good, you're no longer telling the person, feel good. So what's an easy way to make sure it's in the present tense? Well, I saw on TV, they were talking about what's it like when you. So, source, watching TV, lead in, what's it like when you, and then are at the beach and feel good. And last, you need a connector so you can anchor it to you. With me, I always love it when it happens. Now, it's icing on the cake. You also, in this day and age, have to shorten things. They might be an exception. I do my old school patterns. I had the chakra pattern. I had the common command pattern, a story of riding a horse and so on, and common command. So many of them. The handshake analysis was a pattern in itself. I do them once in a while to just have fun or because I remember them on the spot. Or I will do them as a way to enrich and deepen the connection, but we've already slept with each other. What we also realized, the same way it took a really, really, really long time for people to communicate a long time ago, Pony Express, so you had to go to the one place, probably not even nearby from the farm with the horses to send a telegraph, okay? And now you just grab your cell phone. You don't have to have that much. It's the same thing. All you need to do is to get good at one thing. And then if you know other things, that's great. But even if a guy's under the impression that he got the girl because it was his hypnotic pattern that got it there, this guy is missing out because he could very well have the proper mindset and go, you're very cute, I'm putting you on the spot, which in itself is a shortened pattern. A lot of those things, I shorten them up, turn them into, you know, I'm using a service right now is to shorten those links. I think it's goo.com or dot something. If you guys check it out, if you ever have a long link, maybe too much to send to someone, it's a free site, if I'm correct, you go and you take a long URL and it shortens it. And that's what I'm doing. A lot of those patterns, they condense right now. Plus, you want to be subtle. If you're a hypnotist and you go, I don't know if you ever took the time to realize what it's like when you, and the person paid you to hypnotize them, you start to do that, they're going to go, oh my God, that's it. He's doing it. I'm being hypnotized. If you're a stage entertainer and you go, in a moment, you're going to close your eyes. And the moment you do so, you will find. Then people go, wow, that's happening. It's entertaining. If you're on the street and you do too much of that, and I don't know what it's like, if you take a nice deep breath, a lot of girls, they go, what the fuck? Okay? But I'm not putting anything down. I want to put something up instead. Let's say some of you gentlemen, you like that idea of patterns. Be smart. Optimize. You are not using cell phones from 15 years ago. You're still using cell phones. So you got to optimize, okay? Boost it, blend it with other things. Second thing, why limit yourself to one thing when you can have many things? My game is called integrated game. The best of natural game, the best of hypnotic game, the best of routine and indirect and all of that, and the best of direct. All combined. Four times the power. Now, whatever you choose that you're going to master, to get good at it, you cannot deviate, and you need to do the tough part. How does one get good with hypnotic pattern? By going around and thinking, well, you know what, I was wondering, because I'm using hypnotic pattern, and there's a lot of PUAs in the community that they go direct. No. He gets good with pattern by sitting down and writing 10, 20, 30, and trying them. Then you got to go out there knowing that at first you're going to fuck it up. Initially, I remember my English really wasn't good, and I had trouble saying the word instantaneous. And one of Ross's patterns was, did you ever experience an instantaneous connection? And I wanted to practice that, but I would stumble on that word each time. I would show up. I'd be, hey, quick question. I know it's kind of silly and out of the blue, but did you ever experience an, and then I would not remember the word. And I had girls walk away, go out, you don't even know what you're saying. Or I heard all sorts of things. I had some would stay for a little bit and go, oh, my God, this is so weird the way you talk. I had some girls who told me it was creepy, and I had some girls who just bought it like and bit on it like crazy. But I was okay with that, and that's the bigger part. So you got to be the sun with women, but also the sun with your learning, and go where it's hard. And Arash and I, and you guys, there's a private group by invite only, but there on that private group, some of you listening might be on it. What I love about it is Arash made it clear we're not there to have the haters, they're out, or the debaters. Because every time you're debating, you're not drilling. What we want are drill-oriented questions and guys who take so many steps that now they bring in quality questions. But anytime your mind starts to go wander outside, oh, maybe I should do this, maybe I should do that. There was a gentleman the other day who asked me if I thought it was a good idea if he picked up the guitar. You pick up the guitar if you like to play the guitar. You don't pick up the guitar to impress girls, because that's the worst thing you could do, because anything you try to do to impress them is going to work against you. And at the level of inner game, one simple thing. When you know that who you are, the way you are, is sufficient and plenty, and you apply yourself also intelligently knowing for anything you want to do of value in life, you need skill, okay? You cannot just start cooking if you don't know the ingredients. So you do your best with that, but you remain chill into that, I'm plenty as I am. Women are not always easy, so I need good chops, but I'm plenty as I am. Because the deviation gives you a sense that you're busy, that you're doing something, but in the end, you're just masturbating. So take one tool. You're interested in doing patterns? Here's your exercise. Sit at a cafe for 1 hour with a journal, not your phone, because you're going to need to have columns, and it would take too much to organize it in a phone. You would almost need Photoshop to put it together. Piece of paper or journal. Observe 10 possible things, boost them, turn them into a theme. From a theme, think about possible answers they could have. So have branches. Yes, I don't know, that's stupid. Maybe I love it. And then find a source and a lead in and give the command. And now you're well on your way to having master, to being able to put patterns together. Not master, because it takes a lot. Okay? Great question, gentlemen. So again, a quick summary of the schedule of events. First, tonight we talked about being the sun. It's a subtle noticing, but identify. What's the first thing that happened when you see the girl? Are you right away thinking, what can I do to get her? Or are you noticing from the corner of your eyes, but you're solid, and then whatever solidity, fun you're experiencing, you share that as a way to test if she's ready to be in your reality. Then Friday, text me as soon as possible. We're on Arash Di Bazar, Adam Lyons, myself, and we're not going to do that every week or so on. So seize the opportunity and know the value. We're really giving a lot. In terms of boot camps, we have LA boot camp at the end of the month. I don't have my calendar. Let me look quickly. All right, bear with me, guys. I'm still on the line. The 26th, 27th, and 28th, we have the next Los Angeles 3-day boot camp. It's a Friday evening, Saturday all day, Sunday. My new site will be up shortly. So far, you can still look at the old site and contact me. The new format is this. We take most 5 guys, and we bring an equal amount of trainers in training to pair them up, and I do all of the training. And registration starts at $369, which is a fragment of what companies that are newbies, some guys who studied under me, are charging 3 times that amount, and they don't have not even a third of the experience. So meanwhile, heads up for that stadium-like event I'm talking about. The moment you hear about it, jump on it, and I'm excited about all the good things coming up. Great questions. I talk to you next week, guys. Bye-bye.